Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
In the quiet corners of Hampton County, South Carolina, nestled among the sprawling fields and small-town charm, a hidden web of deceit began to unravel, pulling the unassuming Curtis Eddie Smith into a national spotlight. Curtis Eddie Smith, a man once known simply as a handyman, landscaper, and a close confidant to Alex Murdaugh, would soon become an infamous name tied to one of the most shocking legal dramas the country has seen in years. His life, once ordinary, would be cast in shadows as allegations of fraud, drugs, and a suicide-for-hire plot emerged, shaking the very fabric of trust between friends, families, and the legal community itself. To understand Curtis Eddie Smith's story, you must first know about the man himself. He wasn't born into wealth, nor did he live a life of luxury. Instead, he was a man of modest means, earning his living through hard work in the rural landscape of South Carolina. For years, he maintained lawns and performed odd jobs for those in need, including the Murdaugh family, a powerful dynasty of lawyers whose influence spanned generations. To many, Smith was an honest, hard-working man, though whispers of his involvement in less-than-legal activities began to circulate long before he found himself at the center of this scandal. But what drew him into Alex Murdaugh's orbit? And how did their paths intertwine so deeply? Alex Murdaugh, the once prominent attorney from a well-respected family, was a man used to control. Whether in the courtroom or in his personal life, his reputation preceded him. Known for representing some of the most powerful interests in the region, Alex's family had held the solicitor's office for generations. But, as many would later discover, behind the curtain of success lay dark secrets that were poised to come crashing down. And Curtis Eddie Smith? He was, in some ways, just another cog in that larger machine until the machine began to break. Smith and Murdaugh had known each other for years. Some described their relationship as that of employer and employee. Others believed their bond ran deeper, a friendship of sorts. But whatever it was, it would eventually become clear that Murdaugh relied on Smith for more than just odd jobs and yard work. As Murdaugh's life spiraled out of control, Smith became entangled in a web of financial crime, drug addiction, and ultimately, a suicide-for-hire plot that would leave many wondering who was truly pulling the strings. It all began to unravel on September 4th, 2021. The public would come to know that day as the one when Alex Murdaugh was allegedly shot on the side of a rural road. Murdaugh had called 911, claiming that he had been ambushed and shot while changing a tire on his vehicle. The story gripped the nation. This powerful lawyer, who had already been dealing with the brutal murders of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, just months earlier, now a victim himself. But as investigators deepened, the narrative began to shift. It wasn't long before Murdaugh himself admitted to something far more shocking. The shooting had been staged, and the person he had allegedly asked to kill him? Curtis Eddie Smith. Murdaugh's story, as he later told it, was simple enough. He claimed to have been in the throes of despair, his life crumbling around him. The allegations of financial crimes were closing in, his family was gone, and his drug addiction had spiraled out of control. In a desperate attempt to leave something for his surviving son, Buster, Murdaugh allegedly hired Smith to shoot him and stage his death, but hoping that a life insurance policy worth millions would provide for his son's future. It was a plan built on despair and deception, and Curtis Eddie Smith was the man Alex Murdaugh turned to in his darkest hour. But was it really that simple? Curtis Eddie Smith, for his part, has consistently denied being involved in any suicide-for-hire plot. According to Smith, Murdaugh never asked him to kill him. The shooting, he claims, was accidental. Smith said he was in the car with Murdaugh when the gun went off. Whether it was a botched attempt at taking his own life or something more nefarious, Smith maintains his innocence. As the legal proceedings unfolded, more questions than answers emerged. Was Curtis Eddie Smith a loyal friend who got caught up in a tragic and desperate situation? Or was he something more, perhaps a willing participant in Murdaugh's larger schemes? The allegations against Smith didn't stop at the shooting. As investigators probed deeper into Murdaugh's life, they discovered a tangled financial web. Alex Murdaugh, it turned out, had been stealing from his clients for years, millions of dollars siphoned from settlements meant for grieving families, accident victims, and the vulnerable. And Curtis Eddie Smith's name surfaced again, this time in connection with Murdaugh's drug habit. Murdaugh, by his own admission, was addicted to opioids, a habit that spiraled out of control after the tragic death of his father. And who, according to multiple sources, was Murdaugh's supplier? Curtis Eddie Smith. The financial transactions between the two men were staggering. Large sums of money moved from Murdaugh to Smith over the years, raising red flags for investigators. Some speculated that Smith wasn't just a drug supplier, but may have been more deeply involved in Murdaugh's broader financial crimes. Did Smith know that the money he was receiving came from clients Murdaugh had defrauded? And if so, was he more than just an accomplice to Murdaugh's addiction? As these allegations surfaced, Smith's life changed dramatically. The once quiet handyman found himself at the center of a media firestorm. His mugshot was splashed across headlines, and his involvement in the Murdaugh case became the subject of intense scrutiny. For many, Curtis Eddie Smith was a man caught up in a world he didn't understand, a pawn in Alex Murdaugh's grand game of deception. But for others, he was something far more dangerous, a man who enabled Murdaugh's addiction, and in doing so, became an accessory to his crimes. Throughout the legal proceedings, Curtis Eddie Smith's attorneys have argued that their client is innocent of any serious wrongdoing. Yes, they concede, Smith had a relationship with Murdaugh. Yes, he provided him with drugs. But the idea that Smith would willingly participate in a suicide-for-hire plot or help Murdaugh defraud clients is something they vehemently deny. Smith, they claim, was a victim of Murdaugh's manipulation, much like so many others who crossed paths with the powerful attorney. But the prosecution tells a different story. They paint Curtis Eddie Smith as a man who, while perhaps not the mastermind behind Murdaugh's schemes, was certainly complicit. They argue that Smith, by supplying Murdaugh with drugs and accepting large sums of money, played a crucial role in enabling Murdaugh's criminal behavior. They point to the fact that Smith knew Murdaugh was in a downward spiral, yet continued to accept money and provide him with drugs, a dangerous combination that led to the unraveling of not just Murdaugh's life, but the lives of so many others. As the court proceedings continued, Curtis Eddie Smith's future hung in the balance. Would he be seen as a victim of Murdaugh's manipulation, or would he be held accountable for his role in the broader web of crime? The jury's decision would not just impact Smith's life, but also serve as a reflection of the larger questions surrounding the case. How deeply did the corruption within the Murdaugh family run? How many people were drawn into their orbit, either willingly or unwillingly, and how many lives were destroyed in the process. As Smith awaited his fate, the public speculated about the full extent of his involvement. Was he simply a drug supplier, caught up in a case far bigger than himself? Or was he an accomplice, helping Murdaugh cover his tracks and manipulate the system for years? As more details emerged, it became clear that Smith's story was far from over. In the end, Curtis Eddie Smith's fate, like so much else in the Murdaugh case, remains uncertain. What is clear, however, is that Smith was more than just a bystander in the downfall of Alex Murdaugh. Whether he was an accomplice or a victim is a question that continues to divide opinions. But for now, one thing is certain. Curtis Eddie Smith's life, once so ordinary, has been irrevocably changed by his connection to one of the most shocking legal dramas in recent memory.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.